Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: العلم وراثة كريمة، والآداب حلل مجددة، والفكر مرآة صافية.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Knowledge is a venerable estate, good manners are new dresses, and thinking is clear mirror."
Welcome back to your listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what a beautiful persona to be speaking about, the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. A persona, of course, which is a fountain of wisdom and knowledge. And even though His Eminence lived over 1,000 years ago, his persona is still a guiding light for the present day. You know, how we wish that the societies of today, the peoples of today, the countries of today, the nations of today, the leaders of today, they look towards this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because it would fix many, if not all, of the problems that humanity is facing. And truly, humanity in the present day is facing one trial and tribulation after the other, one form of misguidance after the other, one form of corruption after the other. And so we turn towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam to help us through these difficult times. You know, we've been talking about the various different nicknames that Imam Ali alayhi salam has. One of the very beautiful ones is Wali, or guardian, and how appropriate it is that this nickname of his goes hand in hand with what we were talking about, how this age of guardianlessness, if we want to say, an age where there are no guardians, where there are no protectors, where there are no defenders. This nickname of Imam Ali alayhi salam is so appropriate and so beautiful, him being the guardian, him being the protector, him being the defender of the downtrodden and the oppressed and the Muslims and the Shias. Interestingly, this nickname of Wali, of guardian, was given to Imam Ali alayhi salam by the Almighty Allah himself. And of course, it means guardian. It also means most preferred. It can mean friend. It means leader. And it has some other different meanings as well, but the chief one being guardian, protector. And so in the Holy Quran, chapter number 5, verse number 55, Imam Ali alayhi salam here is known as Wali, and he says that exclusively your Wali, your guardian is Allah, His Messenger, and those who believe have iman and who establish worship, and they pay the poor rate, the zakat, while they bow down in prayer. Now, according to all of the mufassirin, the exegesists of the Holy Quran, this verse is in ode to Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he is referred to as being the wali and the guardian. Of course, this is a situation where Imam Ali alayhi salam was in ruku, he was bowing in his prayer, and a needy person came, and Imam Ali alayhi salam, while in this ruku, he gave his ring out of charity to this poor person. And apart from this verse of the Holy Quran, of course, we find that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, also used this name of Wali to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and with Imam Ali alayhi salam, and for Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a very large number of His Eminence's saying. Ibn Abbas, for example, reports that the Holy Prophet was speaking to Imam Ali alayhi salam and said that you are verily the Wali, the authority, the guardian over all believers after me. And here again, as we say in our own capacity, we are the guardians, you know, of truth in our own capacity. We are the guardians of the sayings of the Holy Quran and the sayings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And we're also the guardians of our families, the guardians of our friends. And we should fulfill this responsibility and protect and defend the truth and protect and defend our families and our friends, especially in these times where we feel like there is no protector and there is no defender. But in the end, we should always believe and understand that Allah is the ultimate defender and ultimate protector. A very profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master, and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
When we look at the concept of vilayat, which has different meanings and dimension. It means the leadership of Ali and Ali Ali. It means the sense of love that we have towards Ali and Ali Ali. So all different meanings of vilayat come in when we use the term vilayat. And the importance of this can be explained in many, many words and, you know, articles and books. But since I'm talking to Shias, I think the best thing would be to go to the words of the Ma'sumin themselves. Beginning with the hadith from the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he talks about the importance of the wilayat of Ali and the Imams who came after him. And this is a hadith which is reliable, acceptable by the Shia ulama, and it's narrated by Zurara, a very famous companion of the Imam. There are actually four or five of them who are known to be the pillars of the teachings of the sixth Imam. If it hadn't been because of them, you know, the ahadith of the Imams would have been lost. And Zurara says, one day, the sixth Imam talked about this concept of the five pillars of Islam. And you must have heard this term many times before, you know, especially the majority Muslims, the Sunni Muslims also talk about this concept of five pillars. And when we are talking about five pillars, we are not talking about usul ad-din. That's a different thing. An imam also talks about five pillars, but there is difference in one item in the Sunni version of the narration and the Shia version of the narration. The imam says, "Bunya al-Islam ala khamsa Shia." Islam is based on five things: ala salat, wa zakat, wal hajj, wa sawm, wal wilaya. Islam is based on five things. One is namaz. The second is the issue of zakat. Number third is hajj. Number fourth is the fasting of the month of Ramadan. And number fifth is wilaya. In the Sunni version of the narration, it says ash-shahada, you know, the kalamatain, the shahadatain. But in the Shia ahadith, everywhere you will see any imam who talks about the five pillars, he talks about namaz and roza and zakat and hajj, and then he talks about wilayat. And so Zurara basically asked him a question when he heard this. He says, فَأَيُّ ذَلِكَ عَفُوَلُ. Out of these five pillars of Islam, which is the most important one? Which is the most afdal? An imam says, الْوِلَايَةُ أَفْضَلُهُنَّ لِأَنَّهَا مِفْتَاحُهُنَّ وَالْوَالِي هُوَ الدَّلِيلَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Imam says that out of these five pillars of Islam, wilayat is the most important one, because this is the key to the other pillars of faith. And the holder of the wilayat, the imam, is the one who will teach you how to do the correct namaz, how to do the correct roza, how to pay the correct zakat, and how to do the correct hajj. So all the four actually depend on the wilayat and guidance of the Imam Ma'soom, and therefore wilayat is the most important of all five pillars of Islam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.